RSN Central.
Greenlight On.
With Dan Malicki.
Yes, it's time for Greenlight On as we preview a big weekend in the trots. We've got heats of the Victoria Derby and the Oaks and a terrific Group 2 Smoke 'em Up sprint as well. Dan Malicki joins me to preview it all. Good afternoon to you, Danny.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Good afternoon to you. It's a very exciting night of racing ahead of us on Saturday night at Melton.
It certainly is. Now, you're always brought to us by our wonderful sponsors.
In Lowalong Farms, who are preparing for another bumper breeding season with the announcement of an exciting two-year-old VicBred bonus, creating incentive to breed and incentive to buy. The unprecedented $400,000 in two-year-old bonuses rewards astute breeders and owners of both sexes and gates, maximising returns on the racetrack and in the sale ring. All foals conceived in the 2022-23 breeding season by Pastor Stephen, Lather Up, Poster Boy, Raging Bull and Yankee Rockstar will be eligible to claim their owner a $100,000 bonus if they win their division of the VicBred Super Series two-year-old finals. Lowalong Farms, where quality is our priority. See the stallions, news, video links, social links and more at nrequine.com.au.
Now, Danny, we were hoping to catch up with Grant Dixon ahead of this Boom Queensland leap to fame heading down here for the Victoria Derby heats. We haven't got a hold of him yet, so if he doesn't pick up shortly, we might have to just have a chat to him tomorrow on the program. But there's so much to look forward to this weekend, as we touched on, these heats of the Oaks, the Derby, and a terrific Group 2 as well. What do you think the highlight is on Saturday night at Melton?
Actually, I think it might come by way of the race with Leap to Fame and Captain Ravishing. Leap to Fame, who's a two-time Derby winner, and I need to get confirmation he's here, because that was the problem in finding travel arrangements to get here, and I think they were going to get on a flight last night, or tentatively booked to get on a flight last night. So if he is here, that is the juiciest race that we could look forward to Saturday night, Captain Ravishing against Leap to Fame. And there's some other very nice horses in that second heat of the Down by the Seaside Victoria Derby.
Yeah, Adam Hamilton did tweet earlier this morning, he is here. So Leap to Fame arrived in Melbourne this morning. So that is good news. And although we haven't been able to get a hold of his trainer just yet, you're right, that does look to be a mouth-watering clash there with Leap to Fame and Captain Ravishing in one of those heats and Catch a Wave in the other one. And gee, there's some exciting horses to look at. And the Oaks is full of talent as well, Danny.
It certainly is. Emma Stewart with a very strong hand, as she has had in previous Oaks series. In the first heat Saturday night, Emma will saddle up four runners, including the top two in the market, if not more of the major fancies. In the second heat of the Oaks, again, four runners. And in the third heat of the Oaks, guess what? She's got four runners again. So 12 runners from the Emma Stewart stable, including Soho Historia, who came back from a spell, won really well first up in the Argent Classic and is the winner of the Queensland Oaks. Lovato Beach is back in form. Rich Beauty, who's first up from a spell. Our little jet part owned by our program director, which Andrew Bensley will be very excited about. And in that first heat, particularly in Cypher, I think in Cypher would be my early pick, but Petty Onder's in winning form. She's got a picket fence next to her name.
Yeah, plenty of short price favourites there. Just on those horses in the Derby, Dan, the boys, out of those three major players that it sort of looks like at this stage, Catch a Wave, Captain Ravishing and Leap to Fame, do you have an opinion on who you think might be the best of them?
Well, what I've seen of Captain Ravishing of late has just been out of this world. His first up win was a scintillating last half, an incredible last quarter, the fastest last quarter. But it was his performance at Kilmore that really won me over. It was a proper race, and he made that race. He did a bit of work early, so I don't think the back line is so much against him. He was tough running fast time and smashed the track record by 1.5 seconds. That's an extraordinary amount of time to take off any record, and he pricked his ears with 50 to go and pretty much cruised to the line. So we don't know where his ceiling is, and he is exciting. He's, you know, the big boom's on him now, but for the right reasons. But Leap to Fame's been there and done that. The last time Leap to Fame met Captain Ravishing, Leap to Fame won the New South Wales Derby. Captain Ravishing ran last. Since then, he's had a stable change. Emma Stewart, two starts, two wins. He seems a better horse, but he always showed that promise. I'd be going Captain Ravishing. I think when I was checking the market for the Derby final, he was $2.10, Captain Ravishing, and around the $4.50 mark, Leap to Fame, $5 Catch a Wave. They're enticing prices about top horses, Leap to Fame and Catch a Wave in particular.
Dan, I'll come back to you. Malecki is with me for Greenlight On this Thursday afternoon as we have a look at this program at Melton on Saturday night. Now, Danny, there's 60 seconds until the next race at Gatton, but the Group 2 Smoke 'Em Up is an interesting race in itself, obviously ahead of the Victoria Cup next week as well. Have you got a thought here in the Group 2?
Wow, it's a tricky race. At the moment, I'm trying to weigh it all up. You've got Better Eclipse and Act Now, outstanding four-year-olds resuming from a spell. Triple Eight's also first up. Act Now won the Derby last year, of course, and he was in the zone then. We haven't seen a lot of him since then. Better Eclipse is a Group 1 winner since, gets the good gate first up. You'd think would improve with a run, and you've got Copy That, drawn a better barrier, a bit more confidence within him. Torrid Saint, who's plucked barrier number one again, it's going to help his cause. He beat Lochinvar Art when he drew the same gate last time. And Bondi locked down the interesting runner second up. I thought he was below standard first up. A lot of eyes will be on him, and no doubt a start in the Victoria Cup the week later on the line for the winner of this race. It's a fascinating race, and I'm still trying to sort through it, but it's a good race.
Well, it certainly is. Maybe tomorrow when we have a chat on the Metro Form Express, we might be able to have a little bit of a better idea as to how it's going to look. But you're right, there's so much to take in, especially from a Vic Cup perspective as well. Which,
yeah,
is
this is Greenlight On.
Only a week
on
and a bit away. Central. You're with Matt Nevitt and Dan Malecki. And Dan, we can take a little deep breath now after some heavy racing. We've got a few minutes to get stuck into some other topics. Yesterday, we saw the nominations revealed for the Inner Dominion this year. Now, there was a bit of a surprise because Self Assured, who had been the favourite for the pacing series, the superstar New Zealander, he's not nominated. So for so long, he was a pretty short price favourite, really. I think around $5 for that series. But he's not nommed.
Yeah, interesting that. I know there are opportunities for late nominations. We've seen it in the past. So, you know, the horse wins the New Zealand Cup, they'll have a bit of extra cash there, and it might be as big a deal. But you're right, it was probably the most notable omission. From the 82 paces that have been nominated and 69 trotters, and the rankings, the first rankings will be released tomorrow afternoon. So for those that are looking at the order of entry or the rankings from late in the day, have a look on the trots.com site or harness.org.au.
Another omission, in a sense, is that Spirit of St. Louis won't be going around in the Victoria Cup next week, Dan, either.
No, that's right. They've pulled the pin on him early, just not quite right behind the eight ball with him for the Victoria Cup. Team McCarthy will be well represented. Their main seed would be Expensive Ego, who won first up from a spell, but they've got a couple of others that are in the mix as well. Whether they get in, I'm not too sure, but they've always got a lot of depth in their open class rank. So Expensive Ego, definitely the number one seed. A few others on the cusp that may well be nominated for the race. But when you're having a look at the, particularly the prices on the tab market at the moment, you can nearly pick your top 11, notwithstanding whoever wins at Melton on Saturday night could well usurp or overtake to get into that final lineup. It's an open field, though. Mm. It's probably the most open Victoria Cup that I can remember, and I think that's fantastic, and it could be reshaped again with a barrier draw.
Mm. Hey, Danny, we know what a great team of two-year-olds Emma Stewart and Clayton Tonkin always have, but the strength of those was well and truly on display last night at Bendigo. We had those heats of the Alabar Vic Bred Platinum Series, and Emma Stewart trained three out of the first four winners to start the night, and gee, the Lost Storm, he looks a beauty, doesn't he?
Yeah, they've had big graps on him for quite some time, and he ran his last quarter in a 26.3, but on a pretty fast track, but he only did what he had to do, and he's building up a good horse's record. Well, he's only two for two, but there's been a boom on him previously, and we're going to hear and see a lot more of him. He's an absolute Group 1 contender.
Yeah, they've been very open about it, that he's their number one seed from a two-year-old perspective, so looking forward to seeing what he can develop into in the coming months. Dan, Grass Track Racing's returning to Yarra Valley.
Yeah, it's been a long time, 19 years since the last grass track race in Victoria, and Yarra Valley on Melbourne Cup Day. So it's a massive meeting there. The crowd there is probably the biggest crowd that go to the trots any day during the year. It would certainly rival, maybe end up silver medal to Vic Bred Knight here New Year's Eve at Melton, but it's a wonderful day, and there are two races. They're both for trotters, and that's on Melbourne Cup Day at Yarra Valley. That week they have their cup program as well, but it's the Tuesday, Thursday, so which is Melbourne Cup Day, Oaks Day and the Gallops. They have those two meetings at Yarra Valley, and they are fantastic. And you'd want to book early if you need to go as well. I think anyone that does go have probably been there the year before and book it 12 months in advance. But it's a beautiful venue, and it's a great day out, of course.
Yeah, it's a beautiful venue. It's a beautiful part of the world, the Yarra Valley. Now, Dan, on Sunday, the meeting has been moved from its original venue.
That's right. It was initially down for Wangaratta, swapped to Shepparton. So Shepparton will host that program that was originally Wangaratta. Had a lot of rain in the area and difficulty getting the track prepared for where they needed to be. So the call was made to shift to Shepparton. But there's also a meeting at Cranbourne. So there's two harness meetings on Sunday, keep in mind. The Wangaratta meeting at Shepparton and also at Cranbourne. So there's plenty of good harness racing coming up over the course of this weekend and the ensuing weeks and months.
Yeah, and this afternoon you're calling today at Melton, Dan, so I better let you go, get yourself sorted, and I'll catch up with you in 10 minutes time for an update for race number one. How does that sound?
Look forward to it. I'm not going anywhere. I've got 12 races and the last is well after 7 o'clock, my friend. So a lot of study to do. So if I can't find a winner in the next 8 hours or whatever it is, I'm going to look for another job, I think. Oh, I'm